Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Mid-Prairie senior Caden Meter about his post-high school plans to enlist in the Navy.
I'd like to start with, you're graduating high school on May 28th. How does that feel, first of all, to have that chapter of your life coming to a close?
You know, it hasn't really hit me yet. I figure it will about halfway through summer, but it still feels like normal right now. So,
as you reflect on the last several years in your high school career, are there any memories or things that stand out to you?
Just like being with guys in sports, hanging out with most of my buddies. Yeah, it's been a good time with all them, and yeah.
Now, one of the key reasons we're speaking today is about your post-high school plans. You are going to be enlisting in the Navy, is that right?
Yes.
How did you make that decision? Was there a history of service in your family, or is this just something that you've wanted to do? How did that start?
So I've wanted to do military like since I was younger. My older sister joined the Navy her last year of high school as well as my cousin, Elizabeth Meter, and my other cousin, Ben Meter's in the National Guard in Poland.
So when it comes to deciding on the specific branch of service, was that kind of an influence for you, your family members who had been in the Navy?
Yeah, a little bit. It got me around some of the recruiters, and I talked with them for a while. The Navy also has a really good air rescue program, which the only thing similar to that would be like in the Coast Guard.
And I'd like to talk about that air rescue unit. Why was that an area that you wanted to focus on? And can you briefly explain what that group does?
Yeah, so air rescue, they go in on helicopters, and if there's someone out at sea who's not in a ship or a ship sank and they need someone to go help survivors, we go in and dropping off a helicopter and take them back. And then we also help with cave rescues or if there's like natural disasters. And then there's a lot of like submarine warfare and anti-mine stuff with that as well.
Obviously a lot that goes into that. You're going to be going into basic training. When does that start? Do you get a little time this summer or is it pretty quick turnaround?
I get about a month. I think my basic training starts on July 17th, so I leave here July 16th. So, yeah, I'll get a little bit of summer.
Where will that training be?
Great Lakes Naval Station by Chicago.
Do you have a general idea of what that basic training is going to look like or what your training for air rescue specifically entails?
So basic is going to be a lot of just standard Navy stuff like getting to know general orders and chain of command. And then every sailor is a fireman. So I'll go through like fire training and all that. And then when I get to Pensacola for SAR school and air rescue training, I'll be doing a bunch of different schools there with like learning the mechanics of a helicopter and then emergency medicine. What else? There's SAR school, which is search and rescue swimmer school. And yeah, there's a bunch of different schools down there.
With these next couple weeks, what are you doing to prepare? Just working out? Are you going to try to enjoy a little of your summer?
Yeah, I'm working out quite a bit. Just trying to get my cardio up a little more. I am going to enjoy summer. I'm going on a few trips. So I'm just going to try and relax and hang out with family and friends until I leave.
Well, Caden, I appreciate the time. Is there anything that we missed or anything else that you'd like to mention about your plans post-high school?
No, that's all good.
All right. Well, thanks again for your time. Congratulations on the graduation that's coming up. And I'd like to preemptively thank you for your service. That's amazing that, you know, what you're going to be doing out there.
Well, thank you.
I know it's going to be a crazy next couple of weeks. take some time to slow down and enjoy it, man, because it's a pretty exciting time in your life.
Will do. Will do.
That was Caden Meter joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his plans to enlist in the Navy. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.